what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Another episode of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, December 6th. Our top stories for the day. Wes is going to take one about bear mace exploding in an Amazon warehouse.
Yeah, 54 workers apparently had these symptoms. I'm calling bullshit.
Mark's going to do one about Japan giving away houses for free.
Yeah, not a lot of houses being given away in the U.S.
No, definitely not. Pat's going to take a story about an exciting development in the sports world.
Yeah, possibly the most exciting development in the history of sports. I'm pretty excited to share it with you guys.
Ooh. And I'm going to take a lightning round of other headlines, including an update on our weight loss competition. Take it away, Wes.
All right. 54 Amazon workers were treated like hungry, charging bears yesterday at a warehouse in Robbinsville Township, New Jersey, after a robot accidentally punctured a 9-ounce can of bear repellent, releasing the concentrated chemicals inside. Emergency crews were dispatched after the employees complained of not being able to breathe and burning in their eyes and throat. So classic bear repellent symptoms. I mean,
what did the robot look like, man? Like, was there a picture of this, like, remorseful robot? Was it like, sorry that it punctured?
No, definitely not.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah. Powering down.
I mean, it was 1 9-ounce can of bear repellent. This happened at about 9 a.m. 54 workers were, you know, claiming they were suffering these.
Oh, right
these,
at the beginning of the day, huh?
Right at the beginning of the day. I mean, I don't know.
I can't, boss. I can't go on.
Maybe just a few jumped on that bandwagon of burning throat and eyes to get a free day off work. I know I would.
How many people are ordering bear repellent? The stats of a robot bumping into a can of bear repellent is pretty astronomical.
Yeah,
they,
I mean,
just got the one.
They would have had to stand in like a giant circle and just breathed in heavily for the fact that all 54 of these people. So, however, not all the workers were faking it. 24 people were sent to the hospital, and one person is unfortunately in critical condition. So,
Jesus.
We hope that person makes it out okay.
How do you happen to have a bear repellent allergy?
So, bear repellent is made of the chemical found in chili peppers called capsaicin. The same stuff can be found in some of the world's hottest hot sauces. So, if you've ever been goaded into eating your local wing joint's hottest wings, that's what you ate. Our own Hard Factor Will once ate 25 bear mace wings at our local wing joint in just 10 minutes.
That's what they were called, too. They were called the old bear mace wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark reminded me earlier that the fucking like salty waiter brought out a cup of like extra bear mace for me to drink after I was done. I was like so delirious because I had just eaten so many hot wings. They're extremely hot. And he's like, here, drink this. It'll make it better. And it was just more fucking bear mace hot sauce.
Yeah, Will was like the fifth person ever to win this challenge. And he gets like a free like $100 gift certificate, a T-shirt, and his like picture on the wall. And the chef was so pissed that he beat it that he just like absolutely punked him and made him drink more shit to go through pain. He's like, this will absolutely relieve your pain. And then Will drank it. He's like, it makes it worse. And then he kind of like smirked and backpedaled back into the kitchen. We're like,
my lips, my lips ballooned to the size. It looked like a baboon's ass. My lips.
Was it worse on the way out than the way in?
Oh, it was bad. Equally bad, I'd say.
Oh, ooh. God.
Yeah.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
But you got a shirt.
It was impressive.
So
definitely impressive. So so since 2013, 7 employees have died in Amazon warehouses, and most were pretty gruesome. 2 were crushed by forklifts. One was run over by a truck.
Wouldn't happen if you were driving forklifts in that warehouse, right?
Absolutely not. No. Safety is my number one priority when I'm behind the wheel of a forklift, Pat. So one was killed by a SUV driver. One suffered a heart attack. One was dragged and crushed by a conveyor belt. And one was crushed under a pallet loader. So Amazon has a bit of a reputation for not being a safe workplace. In fact, a report released by the National Council for Occupational Safety and Health, which is a private nonprofit worker advocacy group, named Amazon as one of its dirty dozen companies. Basically, it said that Amazon had a disturbing number of preventable deaths. And maybe they're just too goddamn rich that paying a few million to the workers' families that die doesn't faze them enough. I don't know.
Yeah, Vivid Video was also on that list.
Also, the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union issued a statement about the danger that robots pose to human workers, saying, quote, Amazon's automated robots put humans in life-threatening danger today, the effects of which could be catastrophic and long-term effects for 80-plus workers are unknown. A little bit of dramatics here. The richest company in the world cannot continue to be let off the hook for putting hardworking people's lives at risk. Our union will not back down until Amazon is held accountable for these and so many more dangerous labor practices.
Yeah, I'm sure Bezos is shaking in his boots about a union that isn't allowed at Amazon talking shit about his robot factories.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
Please destroy me. I have made a mistake.
So going to the internet, Michael D. Ibarra says, I don't see any bears. Guess it worked.
Nice.
Nice, I like that one. Yeah. And Catherine Sandoval said, were they allowed to leave the facility before they met their quota?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. So hopefully that one guy recovers completely, and that's it. That's the bear repellent story.
Nice. So Japan has so many vacant homes that it's giving them away. Sounds like they could use a few Eddie Murphys over there, you know, men that are single-handedly creating five households worth of families with their lack of regard for anything.
Yeah, can they ship me one of these homes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy just doesn't care for condos.
10 Eddie Murphys, and this isn't even a story in Japan. In 2013, there were 61 million houses and only 52 million households worth of people, according to the Japan Policy Forum. But the situation is actually expected to get worse, not better, because Japan's population is expected to decline from 127 million to 88 million by 2065. So I don't know. Some psychics predicted that.
Yeah, but they just keep building them, or we just keep building them.
Yeah, according to it's not psychics. It's according to the National Institute of Population and Social Security, that's a lot less people to fill the houses. And to answer your question, Pat, it was because in the 1980s they had a huge economic boom, and that led to a population increase, and they didn't have enough houses in that short period of time, so they just built like hundreds of thousands of cookie cutter homes really quickly, like these shitty homes that are now all available. So how come the population's going down by 40 million in 50 years, though, is what
I'm
wondering.
They're not fucking.
They're not fucking?
Yeah, the younger Japanese kids are not fucking.
I thought it was like they were just like all dying of exhaustion from overwork. But
I mean, I would imagine that of the superpower countries, they're probably one of the only ones that has a population decrease.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
For sure.
Again, Eddie Murphy, come on, stop it.
Get over there, Eddie.
What's happening is a lot of young people are moving from rural areas for city jobs, and it's these countryside towns that they're becoming ghost houses or ghost towns known as Akai. And it's predicted by 2040 that nearly 900 towns and villages across Japan will just not exist. There'll be no one living in these 900 towns. So Okutama is a timber town 2 hours west of Tokyo. It's one of these 900 towns that is expected to vanish. And right now they're currently offering to subsidize home repairs for anyone that comes to their town and is new. And they're also encouraging owners of houses that are like living elsewhere, but they still own the houses and no one's living them, to relinquish their properties. And they're offering them like $8,800 per 100 square meters, which I guess is a lot for that area. So
I can't wait for homeless people to be like holding signs saying like saving up for a ticket to Japan.
Yeah, house.
Well, really, they mean the liquor store.
Yeah, they mean the liquor store.
No shit. Yeah, they won't. They'll never make it. It does. Okutama and some other towns, they do stipulate, though, like in order to receive the house and get the free renovations and stuff, you must be under 40 or be in a couple with at least one child under 18 and one partner under 50 as well. And they also have to sign an agreement that they'll live there forever. You can never leave.
You can never leave that house?
Yeah, I don't know how that would stand up. I would probably just take the free house for a couple of years and then move on. But maybe they'd kill you. I don't know.
Yeah, sue me.
Yeah, exactly. A free house is fucking awesome, even if it is a fixer-upper out in the middle of nowhere, as these all are. You can insert your grudge or ring jokes, they're haunted Japanese ghosts, blah, blah, blah. But that's awesome. So, I mean, the only problem I can see is you're commuting hours a day to work, or you're finding a new, probably shitty job, which you can probably do since you're not paying for house at all, so you can just get a different job. Or maybe this is just like a deal for struggling writers, like they're just like fucking
Do we know if these houses are normal sized or are they smaller?
I think they're pretty small.
They're normal sized.
Like Japanese sized or American sized?
Well, I
no. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think most houses in Japan are pretty fucking small.
Like, they're in the rural areas. I think they're not as small as you guys are thinking. But this is not exactly the same problem we have in Austin, where I rent like a fucking moron. They're about to opposite of Japan me and just push me and my wife out of our house for some rich young couple. I'm getting the opposite treatment here pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah, no rent control in Austin.
No, it's ridiculous.
My rent went up $60 yesterday.
Yeah, just like weekly and monthly. Like I signed a contract. They're like, say something else. You're out. let's take it to the internet where Maddie Dudley says, "Does it come with a ladyboy asking for a friend?" Wrong Asian country.
Yeah,
Maddie.
He meant Thailand. Yeah.
I hope that he was using a VPN when he made that comment.
Yeah, his picture is also with a little kid. So,
throwing
some mixed signals there.
With bunny ears on.
He's just goofing around.
he's just Josh. Ah, Maddie's just a goof, you know? He's harmless.
All right, moving on. So I've been waiting patiently for the last 17 years to see great, not good, I'm talking great cutting-edge football again. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Football the way it was meant to be played, without the thousands of rules about how one man is allowed to tackle another man, and without the soft, tyrannical leadership of Roger Goodell and all the CTE truther conspiracy theorists. I'm talking about when the sport was in a different league, a league that wasn't afraid of a player with a propensity for violence, domestic or otherwise, a league that saw that violent behavior as a tool to be sharpened and used on the field, a league where cheerleaders weren't all prudes with college educations and that didn't determine initial possession of the ball with a coin toss the way that children would, instead started a game with each side brutally fighting over a fumble for the honor to kick off or receive. The league I'm talking about is the greatest sports league in the history of competition. That's right, the XFL, and it's with tears of joy in my eyes that I welcome its return, guys. It's coming back.
The XFL's back.
It's back, baby.
All right.
Nice. I don't know if all NFL cheerleaders are college educated. Is that like a rule?
Yeah.
A high percentage of them.
Oh, okay.
It's an epidemic.
Still got his energy up answering questions. A high percentage of them.
Yeah, that's right, because the brainchild mogul and future president Vince McMahon announced which cities would be graced with the greatness of the Extreme Football League when it returns for its second season in 2020. Teams will play in New York City, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Houston, St. Louis, Seattle, Dallas, and Tampa Bay. Unfortunately, the teams from the inaugural season 17 years ago will not be revived, which means the Los Angeles Extreme will remain a special type of champion forever.
Didn't he lose enough money the first go-around to this league?
$35
million. Yeah.
You think it's going to be much better?
Also, L.A. has enough football teams already. They should just probably just stick all eight of these teams in Florida. I think that's where they would make the most money.
Yeah. Real surprising there's only one Florida team this league.
Yeah. Well, we lost $35 million the first time, guys. What do you say we go at it again?
That's because they didn't put all their teams in Florida. They would this thing would sell like hotcakes in Florida.
This should be just a straight up Florida league. And also, Wes, only Vince lost $35 million. NBC lost $35 million as well.
There you go.
Yeah, co-owners of the league. Anyway, it's been reported that the Revive League will continue with its tradition of integrity and will be in fact testing for performance enhancing drugs. So don't worry, guys. The XFL recently offered up a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for its thirsty fans to get season tickets before any games or any other information is announced whatsoever for a nominal deposit of just $50. And I went ahead and put down a deposit for the chance to get season tickets for every team, all eight of them. And it's a better investment than my stash of Bitcoin. I'm pretty sure of it. So get
Bitcoin's
excited.
Like officially dead.
Well, not quite dead yet. It's going to go back up. There's a theory of waves.
You need to cancel with a withdrawal, man.
I'm going to send you some reading for after the show, but I just really hope that He Hate Me is going to be doing color commentary, so it feels like the old XFL, and He Hate Me is a part of it. Rod Smart.
Good call. That would be huge.
Yeah, that would be big.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take it to the internet real quick. Eddie Yingus says, "It doesn't say how much season tickets are. Why would I put down a $50 deposit when I don't know what the balance is going to be? If it's too much money and decide not to go, I'll be out $50. Well, I'll tell you why, Eddie, because it's the best fucking opportunity you're going to have in your lifetime.
Eddie's such a good representative fan for the XFL. He's like having an existential crisis over $50.
I don't know about this. I don't know.
It's a very XFL problem.
All right, let's take it to the other stories we couldn't get to. And the first one is our weight loss competition. The first week is in, and we all did pretty good. Mark lost 16 pounds. I lost 14. Wes lost 11. And Pat lost 10. So we're all pretty much neck and neck percentage-wise. Besides
Six,
Mark.
16.7.
Okay. All right. Oh, so 17. Sorry about that.
But, closer to 17.
We're all neck and neck besides you, who dieted so hard that you made yourself sick. So hopefully the rest of us can catch up once you're able to eat again.
Yeah, Mark is doing the podcast remotely again.
Yeah. It's, yeah, in his sick cave.
Mark's very contagious and thin.
Something to myself.
Yeah. Yes, you did. All right. Well, what's everybody's approach been so far? I'll start. I've been doing yoga in the mornings, and then just trying not drinking. That's it.
Who's next? Pat?
Well, I'm looking at Wes as his hand shakes right now, yeah. Probably from not enough calories. But I've not done any exercise, which is true to my form. But I have been limiting my calories to 1,000 calories a day. I've been eating a salad and a smoothie every day. I've cut my drinking. I got drunk on Saturday night drinking just straight whiskey.
So you weren't lying? You're literally eating 1,000 calories a day?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not counting the calories per our nutritious, but like, I'm not eating much. I haven't had any beer. I had 2 glasses of wine. I had about like 10 glasses of whiskey, but that has no carbs in it, just over the rock. So I cut Coke out. That's a huge thing.
Are you shitting at all?
No, I'm not shitting much.
Yeah,
no.
Neither am I. I haven't had a great shit in days.
I tried to take a shit before the weigh-in, and it was a futile effort.
Nothing in there. Yeah. What about you,
it's
Wes?
Like mine are like rabbit pellets. I'm eating extremely well. Have been taking the dogs on hikes. Went to the gym for the first time today. Hit the steam room. The diet has been awesome. I'm eating basically 2 meals a day, and it's all just, you know, I'm in ketosis, but I have
just
not
living in ketosis.
I have not been able to quell my thirst for alcohol, hence the shakes Pat is talking about, and that's really killed me. You can't drink 1,200 calories of alcohol at night before you go to bed and expect to win this thing, so that's gonna have to change for me.
I agree. My approach was
I
just,
hope you change it for like your health, but I don't hope you change it for the competition. I'm conflicted about that.
Yeah, I hope you, Mark, hope you change it like week 12.
Mark, what was your approach?
My approach was just diet and exercise. I did both very heavily before I got sick, and I was down like 11 pounds 3.5 days in. And then the last 3 days, I've just been sick as a fucking dog, so I've just been dieting. I can't wait to get back on my elliptical, where I will destroy you guys with this household elliptical. It's just basically...
How long did it take to put it together? I want to hear about that story.
For me, well, I'm not very good at assembling things at all. I'm like an idiot when it comes to that. I'm not real handy. It's supposed to take 2.5 hours for 2 people. I actually did it by myself, which is impressive, but it took me 4 hours.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall during that assembly.
What was the fattest thing you guys did this week?
Nothing. I lost 17 pounds.
Nothing at all, yeah.
What are you kidding? Absolutely nothing.
I had a pretty bad breakfast one morning. I ordered like the big breakfast at a local, you know, diner with the little guy, but just to have a taste of like some pancakes, biscuits and gravy. But I only had a couple bites of those things, but I definitely ate some of that shit.
Yeah. So punishments. I think we're talking before the show. We're gonna have the winner decide what the loser has to do, but it's gonna be out of like a short list of possibilities. So that way, the winner has like some incentive to win. They'll be able to decide what the loser does, and that's going to be filmed, and they'll also, you know, get taken out to bars, restaurants, and shit. It'll basically be king for a day and get to decide the punishment of the loser. But what are y'all's favorite punishments?
I like the the honey and feather. Like you cover someone in honey, and then you antique them and feather them, and they'll probably wearing underneath that, they'll be wearing like a diaper or something, and then we all go out to like 6th Street or somewhere in Austin and go to the bars and go to these. You have to order an Uber, and the entire day and night you're just like in feathers and antiques. Like
no one's getting in any bars looking like that, but it would be a
scene.
Well,
hold on. If I get down on my goal weight, yes, I'm getting into any bar I want to, because I'd be looking good. And it's awesome. I like that punishment in theory, but I also feel like if I'm walking down around a mean, lean 195, I'll be in a thong happily showing that bod off.
What else we got?
So if I win, you're not getting that one, Pat.
I spoke too soon.
I like the there's one where we have to wear the opposing opponent's political attire, like go to a Trump rally wearing a Hillary 2020 shirt, or go to a Hillary rally wear a MAGA hat, something like that, and just get the reactions of those people. I think that's
pretty good.
I like the one of our listeners, I think it was a SC Fluffett, he submitted where you have to take a citizenship test while power houring. and you can't stop taking the test until you pass it.
That's so awesome.
That's pretty fantastic.
You just either pass out drunk or you would like just never pass it. I don't know. You'd either pass the test on your first try or you just black out.
You wake up in a caravan.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. We got a suggestion about taking the SATs, and that scared the absolute shit out of me.
Yeah, I would give that one to Pat. I would make Pat take the SATs.
If I remember correctly, I got the lowest SAT score out of the four of us. I'm pretty sure.
I'm all about embarrassing the loser. I might.
That scares the shit out of me. Don't break my ego. Real quick, just to give you guys some overview stats, we went over the percentage, the pounds lost, but Mark lost 6.06. of his body. I lost 4.24%. Wes lost 4.27%, and Will lost 4.33%. So yeah, Mark absolutely in the lead, followed by Will, followed by Wes, followed by me.
You three are basically tied. Like you guys are.
Yeah,
right.
Yes. We're tied. You guys are Mark tied. In the lead, and us three tied.
Yeah, we're within like, you know, a half a percentage point of each other. We lost a combined total of 52.2 pounds as a group.
We're halfway to our 100-pound goal. Yeah. After week one.
I'm pretty sure Stephanie's going to be upset with us, though, because that's like probably too much.
We're going to bring Stephanie on next week, and she's going to be like, okay.
Yeah. Sorry we lost too much weight, Stephanie. But hey, for those of you guys who want to play along at home, we've gotten some listeners who reached out say they wanted to play along at home. Totally do it. Keep us updated. Get your own spreadsheet. We'll post our spreadsheet tomorrow so you can kind of see the format. But whoever loses the most weight will absolutely shout you out, and we'll keep everyone abreast of your progress at home.
Send us before and after picks too. Starting weight, ending weight, before and after picks, and we'll
transformation. We'll definitely pick the biggest transformation and weight loss and shout it out.
All right, let's get to some of the other stories. 41st President of the United States, George H.W. Bush, had his funeral on Wednesday. The highlight of the ceremony was a heartfelt eulogy from his son, George W. Bush, the 43rd President of the United States. The Clintons were also there, and Trump refused to shake their hands, so it must have been a great day for the 42nd President and his wife, with 41, 43, and 45 just taking all the shine.
I didn't end up seeing this. Did he really, like, snub them?
I didn't see the video either. I just knew that he didn't shake their hands.
They're having a rough go. Didn't their first leg of the Hillary and Bill tour, like, not even come close to selling out?
Yeah. They're having a hard time selling tickets.
Tickets went down to like $5. They're pretty much done being like forces of being able to sell out theaters and shit to listen to them.
It's like, do you want to pay $30 to go watch a marriage that's in trouble? I don't.
All right. In a hilarious move, the Republicans in Wisconsin, who just got mollywopped in the midterm elections, rushed through a bunch of laws on their way out that weakens the governor's authority, the incoming governor's Democrats, limits early voting, which hurts Democrats, and dilutes the attorney general's power by requiring a legislative committee to sign off on withdrawing from federal lawsuits. And the reason that that's important is because governor-elect Tony Evers and Attorney General-elect Josh Call campaigned on withdrawing Wisconsin from a multi-state lawsuit that seeks to repeal the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. So basically, the Republicans are preemptively blocking the things they knew the incoming Democrats want to do. Mitch McConnell is probably extremely proud of them.
Yeah, I love the pettiness there. It's like they're like, come on in. We're leaving. We welcome you. Have a good luck in the new office. But it's all booby trapped. Like they just like set it up with a fake trap door. Like,
yeah. Yeah, this is a big one up on Clinton removing all the W's from the keyboards when George W. came into office.
That's funny.
Yeah. French President Emmanuel Macron has canceled the planned tax hike on gasoline that caused three straight weeks of intense violent rioting across the country and the, quote, yellow vest movement. Jacqueline Moraud, a self-proclaimed spokesman for the yellow vest protesters, told the AP that she is urging protesters to seize on the French government's weakness to push other demands, such as a rise in minimum wage. And more protests are planned for Saturday in Paris. So Macron is just getting the exact opposite of what he was hoping for.
Oh, man.
He's acting like a real Frenchman.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is terrible. Republican senators are pushing to formally pin the Khashoggi murder on Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Rudy Giuliani has absolutely no idea how phones work and claims there's a conspiracy being waged against him because of a typo he made on Twitter. And that's it for Hard Factor this week. Thank you for listening. We are loving every minute of growing this show with you, our incredible listeners. Please keep bumping us on social media and submitting iTunes reviews. We're going to have some new content coming out, including a Power Hour live stream next Friday night with PFT Commenter. And most importantly, have a wonderful weekend.